What the assembly leadership thought they were voting on yesterday was a constitutional amendment requiring the state Supreme Court justices to elect the chief from among themselves instead of using the current seniority system. But a substitute amendment concerning recusal, authored by Democratic State Representative Gary Hebel, came to the floor first and was adopted by voice vote.
Question before the body is adoption of Assembly Substitute Amendment 1 to Assembly Joint Resolution 49. All in favor of adoption will say aye. All opposed will say no. The ayes have it. The amendment is adopted.
Moments later, Assembly Republicans realized what they'd done, but because Assembly rules require unanimous consent to undo such a vote, they decided to table the amendment altogether. Representative Hebel says it's possible the Chief Justice election amendment could be brought up again and the debate could resume, but he says the slim Republican majority in the state Senate could prevent it from passing both houses.
With this group, you cannot predict what's going to happen. This session can't end fast enough because inaction is the best friend we have. Because the only thing we're going to do is bad things right now with the current makeup of the legislature.
Efforts by Democrats to require judges to recuse themselves from cases where they can't be impartial and efforts by Republicans to shorten the longevity of the current Chief Justice will likely continue. But with only a week left in the legislative session, action on any constitutional amendment to change the status quo will be difficult. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.